This is The Green on Delaware Public Media. And I'm Tom Byrne. Saying goodbye to a beloved pet is not easy. Most people turn to cremation through their veterinarian, typically a flame-based process with a heavy environmental footprint. But there's a gentler, greener alternative now called aquamation, a process that uses water, mild heat, and alkali instead of fire. And Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon spoke this week with Chris Philippou, owner of Delaware Pet Aquamation, the state's first standalone pet aquamation practice, about aquamation and the benefits of this alternative process.
Let's start with an explainer on aquamation. Can you walk us through what exactly it is and how it works?
Yeah, of course. So aquamation is a water-based, eco-friendly, and mainly gentle alternative to traditional flame-based cremation that most people know about. So it really became popular maybe within the last decade or two. It's gotten a lot more popular, and it's legal now for human use in about 30 states, I believe. So legal in every state for pets, which is what I offer. So pet aquamation service. And like I said, it's just a really gentle, eco-friendly alternative. It's just a tenth of the carbon footprint as traditional flame-based cremation. So it's a really good alternative for pet owners specifically for what I'm offering.
Right. Well, let's unpack that a bit more and the benefits here. I do know that aquamation doesn't release any harmful emissions that you just alluded to, which says a lot considering more than roughly 350,000 tons of CO2 are emitted every year by this country's pet cremation industry. So, and you just said that you just called this a gentler process compared to traditional cremation. So could you expound on that a bit more? More for us and what makes aquamation such an attractive, you know, alternative as far as the benefits go?
Yeah, so traditional flame-based cremation uses obviously flames and incineration to process the body, specifically the pet for this conversation. Whereas aquamation uses heated water. We heat the water to about 204 degrees, so just below boiling. And we use alkali chemicals, potassium hydroxide, which is found in cosmetic production, soap production, food processing. So it's a pretty common compound. And the water is gently stirred for about 24 hours. And then we're left with just the bones. And the bones get processed into ash. So the process takes a little bit longer than traditional flame-based cremation, but that's what makes it so gentle. So you actually end up with getting 20% more ashes back with aquamation versus traditional flame-based cremation, where some of the bone matter might be incinerated by the flames and the high temps and everything like that. So that's why aquamation is significantly more gentle.
That's so interesting. So then for yourself, you've been in the pet business in Delaware for years as the owner of a dog training company. So, you know, how did you get involved in aquamation and decide to start Delaware Pet Aquamation?
Yeah, so yeah, I was a dog trainer. I had a dog training company for 5-6 years, and my trainer that worked for me, she took over. So the business still lives on, which is cool to see. But I came across aquamation in general, just as a concept, as a process, maybe 3-4 years ago. And then it's always been in the back of my mind. Being in the pet industry, I think it's really important to have really good quality service providers. People who are understanding, empathetic. So I think that's really important qualities to have. So the aquamation process in general has been on my mind for a couple of years. And then things finally came together where the stars aligned and it was good timing to open it up. So I started the process of putting deposits on the machine, equipment, stuff like that at the end of last year. And then finally just opened up about 9-10 weeks ago. So a little over 2 months ago, we finally opened the doors and started working with clients.
Oh, wow. Okay. As far as, let's say I'm interested in going this route with my pet, how's the ball get rolling on this? I'm guessing you have some sort of consult and then what happens from there?
Yeah. So most clients are reaching out just, with a phone call or a text, and we're available 24/7. There's no real convenient time to say goodbye to your pet. So we're available 24/7. By appointment. So people who are either doing their planning, like post-life planning, ahead of time before they say goodbye to their pet, or if they had just lost their pet, typically they'll call, they'll get me and we have a conversation about aquamation in general, what I offer, and then some keepsakes that we have, like, the traditional paw prints and paw molds and fur clipping, stuff like that, that we offer just as additional mementos and whatnot. So, just schedule an appointment. We meet at the facility and get the process started. So I try and make it as painless and easy as possible because everyone knows it's not an easy or fun time going through this. So try and be as accommodating as possible for pet owners.
Yeah, and it is a incredibly sensitive space for you to work in and be in. But it sounds like Delaware Pet Aquamation checks the boxes in all those ways. I am curious, is there a kind of pet or some sort of like size restriction, whatever, that doesn't qualify for something like this?
That's a great question. So we could do anywhere down to, even a goldfish or anything, the smallest animal, like pet mouse, pet rat. We've done guinea pigs, bearded dragons. So we've done some pretty small animals. And then in terms of size restriction, we could do any dog breed. And then we can even start getting into like small farm animals probably. So I would say probably 400 or 500 pound weight limit is what we could handle. So we could handle quite a bit.
There's a lot to like about this process then, I'd say, and the work you're doing with Delaware Pet Aquamation. But, as a concept, this is relatively new territory, I'm sure, for a lot of folks out there, a lot of listeners. I guess when it comes to any concerns or questions, what have you heard from people regarding those? Is there a common thread or any sentiments that you usually hear from folks who are interested but maybe a little hesitant about exploring aquamation?
Yeah, I think hesitancy isn't super common, but it definitely exists. And I think that's a better word to use than like skepticism. There's definitely some clients who have never heard of aquamation and need to be educated on it. And we need to share all the steps, the procedures, why we're different, why I think it's better, not just for the pets, but also for the plant and the environment. So there's definitely very valid curiosity, hesitancy, I guess you could say, with aquamation because it's so new. And, even a lot of vets have never heard about it. So there's definitely a big component to starting this business where I need to really focus efforts on educating, providing information, and then giving clients all the tools they need to make the decision that's best for them. So there's not really a right or wrong answer, whether flame-based cremation is better or aquamation is better. I think it's really important that I give all the information to the pet owner and then they can ultimately decide what they'd like to do. But I think once people get all the information, do a little bit of reading online, read my website, I think they come to the realization that it is a really nice option, a really nice alternative. It's great for the planet. And I think it's just an all-around gentler process, which everyone wants for their pet.
Yeah, I'd say at the very least, it's nice having an option that, especially is environmentally friendly and is like we keep saying, gentler and non-aggressive. Just to have that as an o other option compared to what we kind of traditionally get funneled towards using. Again, one more question here. As far as the nitty-gritty goes, as again. I can assume that various contributing factors here, but what does cost look like, or does that really depend on the kind of pet, the kind of animal?
It's strictly based on weight, pretty much, and we have a broad weight ranges to make it kind of easy. And we've also published all of our pricing on our website for transparency. I think it's kind of overwhelming at times during this part of, human's life dealing with the loss of a pet, where some people just don't want to talk to somebody over the phone just to get pricing. So I've tried to make it super easy. So all my pricing is published to my website. And for example, pets under 10 pounds is $150. And then from 10 pounds to 50 pounds is $200. So I think it's extremely comparable to traditional flame-based cremation. I've heard some clients tell me my pricing is even better than some. It's an interesting place to be in price-wise, because I think there's oftentimes a premium that companies charge specifically for being labeled as eco-friendly or green. I don't really feel like it's right or justified to say, hey, just because we're eco-friendly, we should charge more. So done a lot of research both regionally and nationally to try and gauge pricing, and I think I've done a good job at being kind of right in the middle at affordable and not overpriced or anything like that.
Absolutely. And again, it just kind of goes lockstep in how you're kind of running Delaware pet aquamation as a whole, just a very thoughtful approach in all these areas. So what's your hope then or end goal with aquamation at the Delaware Pet at Delaware Pet Aquamation going forward? What does that whether your hope or your goal, whatever it may be, what does that look like for you as you go forward with all of this?
It's a great question. My hope is that there's no hesitancy in the next like year or two. My goal is that every single person who owns a pet knows that this is an option, whether they use me or somebody else. I just want to make sure that everyone is aware that aquamation exists for pet owners. And then long-term goal, I would love to see aquamation be legalized in Delaware specifically for humans as well. So I think it's such a great alternative, and hopefully we're one of the next few states that becomes legalized in.
Thanks to Delaware Pet Aquamation owner Chris Philippou and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist and a trip to the Rehoboth Art League for a look at a new exhibit that explores the question, what about the women? You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.